Now, here's a guy who wants to take us far beyond Pluto and the Kuiper Belt, even beyond our own galaxy.
I'm Michael Chang Gummelt. I'm a video game programmer and designer.
He's also a huge Star Trek fan. And like a lot of fans, Gummelt wants to bring Star Trek back to TV. But unlike any other fan, next month he's going to get the chance to pitch his concept to Paramount, the studio that produces the Star Trek movies. In Gummelt's show, there will be a ship named Enterprise and a United Federation of Planets, but it takes place 200 years after Captain Kirk.
The idea is that the Federation, after a great war, has spread out across the galaxy now. There's no new frontier. But then, 10 years later, they get the signal from the Andromeda Galaxy. It's basically saying, come check us out, come on over. And everyone in this galaxy is like, that's crazy, you know, we've got to answer this. And so they dig up this crazy scientist that had this crazy idea about how to cross that space. They build this new ship, and there's a whole new crew that mans it and just sends them out there to check it out.
There are a lot of huge Star Trek enthusiasts out there, and there even if you go on the internet, there are plenty of other people who have written scripts and concepts and even shot and filmed their own concepts.
There's some great ones out there.
Some amazing stuff. But how did you get the attention of Paramount Studios?
Well, it was kind of luck, I'll be honest. I mean, this is an idea I've been working on for maybe 20 years on and off and on, and I figured, well, the 50th anniversary is coming up and I haven't heard anything about a new show. Let me write up my idea. And I finished the script. I put it online like last year in January. And I named it Star Trek Beyond. And then a year and a half later, Paramount decided that's going to be the name of their next movie.
So the third of the new Star Trek movies.
Right. So I think they came across me and they're like, hey, you came up with the same name. How would you like to come in and pitch your idea? And I was like, okay, why not?
Was it part of their way of getting StarTrekBeyond.com back from you?
I'm not really supposed to comment on any of that,
okay.
Unfortunately.
So why do you feel like we need Star Trek on TV since we have the new rebooted Star Trek in the movie theaters?
Star Trek movies always tend to have to be action films. They have to be self-contained stories with really high stakes, and that really limits the kind of storytelling you can do. I don't think you can get the breadth of stories and the depth of character development that you can get on a TV series. But I think that Star Trek's also, when it's at its best, is a cultural force for good. It shows a progressive, optimistic future. It shows diversity working together. It shows tolerance. And it's inspired generations of thinkers and creators, artists, and scientists. And I think that's probably the most important thing about Star Trek, is its effect on culture.
So what would be your dream outcome for this to go into production?
So I'm pitching to Paramount because they're the ones that discovered because of the movie tie-in. But I know that they don't have the rights to produce new Star Trek TV series. CBS does. But my goal is to meet with them and personally try to impress them on, you know, how this is a good idea, how this is good for the franchise, and how this is good business-wise. And get them excited about it enough that they'll then say, hey, CBS, you should listen to this guy and get me a pitch meeting with them.
What do you think your chances are?
I'm not going to get my hopes up because I know how the industry doesn't generally do things this way. But I'm going to do my best, and I've got nothing to lose.
Well, I've managed to go this long without making an ultra-geeky reference, but before I let you go, I'll say I hope this is not a Kobayashi Maru scenario.
I don't believe in no-win scenarios.
Michael Chang Gummelt, quoting Captain Kirk, good luck with the pitch next month. Live long and
Thank
prosper.
You. Peace and long life. Thank you.